Today is Passion Sunday, and it is also the first Sunday of the month, so it is Vocation Sunday. So please offer your Mass and Holy Communion this morning for an increase in vocations to the religious life and the priesthood. And also, please be sure to pick up the bulletin for the Holy Week information. There will be a parent-teacher meeting at 7:30 at St. Pius V School, and that will take place on Thursday, April 6th. So please be sure to make note of that this Thursday, 7:30 at the school for the last parent-teacher meeting. Also, there are only 2 weeks before the $10,000 raffle drawing, which will be held on Holy Saturday, April 15th. And the $1,000 prize, which is going to go to the one who sells the winning ticket. And as you may be aware, the raffle proceeds benefit St. Pius V School Building Fund. So with the completion of the new school InSight, this raffle here will bring us much closer to our goal. And it is a perfect opportunity also for you to sell the tickets to anyone you may know in the workforce, friends, cousins, anyone. That we do need to sell those very soon, as it's the 15th coming up when we will draw the winning ticket. And they are available, tickets, that is, in the breakfast room today after the Mass. So please be sure to pick up at least one. So every single person who does work towards us is working for the accomplishment of the new school. Also, a change in Mass times next Sunday, which is Palm Sunday. Because of the procession and distribution of the palms, we have to change the Mass schedule only for next Sunday. They are posted in the bulletin. First Mass, 7 o'clock. But the second Mass is going to be offered at 8:15. And the third Mass at 11:30. So please be sure to make a note of that for next Sunday, Mass time changes. Also, First Friday is this Friday, and it is also the Seven Sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the feast. And so therefore, be sure to sign up after Mass for at least 1 hour of adoration before our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament on April 7th. And if anyone may be here for the first time at St. Pius V, please be sure to read the rules for the reception of Holy Communion, which are printed on the back of the bulletin. And finally, the bands of ordination are announced for Mr. Sebastian Fonts. Mr. Fonts will be ordained to the subdiaconate on Saturday, April 22nd. So anyone knowing of any reason why Mr. Font should not be advanced to holy orders is obliged to bring it to the attention of a priest. And I do ask that you please keep Mr. Font in your prayers as he takes this most important step towards the priesthood. The epistle appointed to be read for Passion Sunday is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9. Brethren, Christ being come a high priest of the good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, neither by the blood of goats or of calves, but by his own blood, entered once into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and of oxen and the ashes of an heifer being sprinkled sanctify such as are defiled to the cleansing of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who by the Holy Ghost offered himself without spot to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And therefore he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of his death for the redemption of those transgressions which were under the former testament, they that are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8. At that time, Jesus said to the multitudes of the Jews, "Which of you shall convince me of sin? If I say the truth to you, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth the words of God. Therefore you hear them not, because you are not of God. The Jews therefore answered and said to him, Do not we say well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you have dishonored me. But I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Amen, amen, I say to you, if any man keep my word, he shall not see death forever. The Jews therefore said, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If any man keep my word, he shall not taste death forever. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom dost thou make thyself? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father that glorifieth me, of whom you say that he is your God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I shall say that I know him not, I shall be like to you a liar. But I do know him, and do keep his word. Abraham your father rejoiced that he might see my day. He saw it and was glad. The Jews therefore said to him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am. They took up stones, therefore, to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. How much more shall the blood of Christ cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Words taken from today's epistle, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, the greatest missionary after St. Paul is undoubtedly St. Francis Xavier. St. Francis Xavier was born in the year 1506 in Navarre, and he was one of the original members of the Jesuit order. And it was in the year 1542 that St. Francis began his missionary work in India, and that is actually where he set up his headquarters, was in Goa, and where he worked continuously for the administration of the sacraments, baptisms, living in a hospital with the administration, even to the physical wounds and diseases of those in the hospitals, feeding them. It is written and recorded that he even raised 4 dead persons to life while in Goa. One of them was a boy named Anthony, who, while asleep, had been bitten by a poisonous snake and died. And when Anthony's companion awoke, he shook his friend violently, trying to wake him up, not realizing that he was dead. But then, seeing the viper there at the foot of the bed, he screamed in terror, and he ran to tell St. Francis what had happened. St. Francis just smiled, and he said, Let's go and see him. Perhaps he is not really dead. But when they arrived there, the boy was purple all over and lifeless. And St. Francis fell on his knees, and he prayed, and then stood up, And he took the child by the hand and called out, "Anthony, in the name of Jesus Christ, arise." And immediately the boy stood up, completely filled with life again. Just one of many of the amazing miracles which St. Francis performed. His life in Goa was characterized by great mortification. He lived off rice and water, and that was his only sustenance. He slept only 3 hours each night. And when he was not praying during the day, he would spend every moment actively working for souls. 3 years later, he left India, and he traveled extensively throughout Japan, Goa, the Molucca Islands, Malacca, and so forth, until eventually he decided that he was going to China. However, he felt gravely sick and thus never was able to reach China. But not long after, at the early age of just 46, St. Francis Xavier died. And it is estimated that St. Francis baptized 100,000 people during the course of his missionary labors. The body of this remarkable saint has remained incorrupt to our own day. In fact, the second general of the Order of Jesuits, Father Acquaviva, ordered that the saint's right arm be ceremoniously placed in the Church of the Gesù in Rome to be there venerated as a relic, which I had the privilege to see while I was there. And it was truly amazing. As you walk in the back and turn to the right and up on the wall, you see the arm which was so instrumental in sending thousands upon thousands of souls to heaven. It's thus very appropriate that St. Francis Xavier has been given the title Patron of All Foreign Missions. My dear friends, in today's epistle, St. Paul says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" St. Paul is saying that our Lord obtained the forgiveness of our sins by the sacrifice of His blood. Our Lord allowed Himself to be crushed by sorrow, and he died covered with blood flowing from his numerous wounds. He suffered intensely for each and every one of us. But because he suffered, that does not mean that suffering in this life has come to an end, or that we should search for an end to suffering. But rather, it means the exact opposite. That we, the members of the mystical body of Christ, that we must share in our burden of the suffering. Jesus Christ has left us the example which he expects every single faithful follower to follow. Because in doing so, you and I will cause Christ's merits and satisfactions to be applied to our souls. That's why, my dear friends, we should be ready and willing to suffer every single physical, moral, intellectual anguish, whatever it may be, wholeheartedly for our Lord in return. And not only should we willingly accept our crosses with patience and resignation, but we should actually go the whole way. We should run. We should look for opportunities of suffering that we may embrace them and then lead the true way to holiness. Especially now, today, Passion Sunday, as we begin these next 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of Lent, during Passiontide, to make a return to our Lord for all the insults, for all the outrages which were heaped upon our Lord during his passion. Because truly we are all in indebted to our divine Redeemer for the great price which he paid in obtaining our eternal salvation. It helps to consider our sufferings as just a little recompense, a small return for all the torments which Jesus Christ endured for us. See, we cannot imitate St. Francis Xavier. No one will be called to the extraordinary life which he was called to, of 3 hours of sleep per 24 hours, living off of rice and water. And that's just a few of the many, many heroic sacrifices which the great St. Francis Xavier made in his life. We will not be called to that, and so therefore we cannot imitate him in this regard, but we can imitate, and our Lord expects us to imitate him in his ardent love for God. St. Francis's extreme love for souls, for the salvation of as many souls as possible, which led him to have to stop administering baptism because he physically could not hold his right arm up to pour the water over the catechumens. That is the love, the devotion, which you and I are to focus on during this next 2 weeks as we approach Good Friday. To persevere in our daily trials, tribulations, to continue on in our good Lenten resolutions, because when we do so, we will not only receive many graces for ourselves, for our families, for those who we pray for, but at the very same time, we will find, and especially on Easter Sunday at the close of the Sacred Triduum, that the Sacred Heart of our Divine Lord is not outdone in generosity. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.